All right, well, speaking of bands, a couple of Fridays ago, we had on the Icelandic group Sigur Rós for a conversation. I'm a giant fan, and if you haven't heard them, they play this beautiful, spare, slightly unintelligible music. Sadly, the interview was also spare and slightly unintelligible. Hold the beautiful. Here's a taste. How do you guys create a song?
We just sit down and create a song.
That was the good part. Okay, so Undaunted, we posted a video of the interview on the BPP blog just to kind of see what people would say. The response was quick and angry, much of it in Icelandic. Here's a sampling. Quote, "This is the most stupid radio host ever. What kind of questions are that? As one of the guys said, this is effing B." And then this one, which I'll paraphrase, "Crap questions, crap answers." Well, this whole thing probably could have been avoided if I'd just read Jancy Dunn's book, But Enough About Me, before I did the interview. Calling on her experience interviewing bands for Rolling Stone and MTV2, she lays out the do's and don'ts of talking to musicians. And Jancy Dunn joins us now in the studio. Hi, Jancy.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I guess you have probably seen this interview I did. And would you describe my skills as effing B or just crap?
Well, you know I'm going to come down on your side, given what I do for a living. I mean, I felt like they could have played along a little bit more. That's just me.
Okay, but let's start by asking you, because you have a long history of doing this stuff.
I
Who are
do.
the toughest musicians you've interviewed, and did you manage to crack that nut?
No, I've had interviews that are more painful. Definitely. I mean,
Than that, than Sigur
oh
Rós?
yes. I mean, I was a VJ on MTV2, and in the beginning, when the channel started, there was really no one listening or watching except the incarcerated, and so, I would have people on that were still indulging from the night before. I mean, I had on Green Day, and they were kind of still drunk, I think, and they really it. I felt a little bit like a daycare teacher. They were really misbehaving so much so that they had their publicist call me the next day, and it just spiraled down. And in between takes, I would say, "Can you help me out here, please?" And they didn't want to play.
Well, I think we should take this Sigur Rós interview out to a warehouse in New Jersey and try to reconstruct it NTSB style. Okay, we're going to hear another clip. Let's listen, and then you critique it. Obviously, at some point, you decided to get in the same room and start playing music with each other. What was the motivation? You just wanted to make music?
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically it.
Okay, what did I do wrong there?
Well, yes, Ms. Dunn. You answered your own question, and I would always specifically address a person and put them on the spot, because when there's a bunch of people, I mean, I always pray for a one-on-one, but if there's a bunch of people, the more people there are, the less likely they're going to participate. It's like a New York City robbery. So you need to specifically address one. And I mean, I put it in the book, I often address the drummer because they're unused to being addressed, and they're surprised and happy, and they're often chatty. What you mistake for surliness is often just rustiness because they're not used to talking.
So I should have probably focused on one person as opposed to, because I kept looking in all of their dull Icelandic eyes, trying to find someone who
Oh,
wanted
like
to talk to me.
that's not going to get comments on the
Listen,
blog
I've moved
now.
through all the stages of grief.
Good
I'm set on
Lord.
hating Iceland. That's the stage I'm in. No, but I should have just focused on one person. Probably would have been a good start.
Yes, definitely, because you saw how they would exchange glances and then one would reluctantly answer.
Yeah. Okay. Things kind of varied from boring to aggressive. Here was the more hostile part of the. Oh, can we actually skip to the third sock guys? Is that possible? We'll do the kind of hostile clip here. Jan, if I could ask you a question that I think you probably are tired of answering, but it's one that I think everyone is curious about as soon as they get into Sigur Rós, which is Hopelandic. You're shaking your head.
Yeah.
This is the language, I guess, that's. Is it most of the lyrics, some of the lyrics, all of the lyrics?
Just
Now that's not Hopelandic. I think that is English. What do you do when, okay, so the deal with Sigur Rós is that they sing in this kind of made-up language, but everyone always asks them about it because it's very interesting, but they're very bored of talking about it. What do you do when you're interviewing someone and they're kind of known for one thing and they hate talking about it, but it's the main thing you're interested in?
I put it into my intro and I just say, you know, and of course they're known for, you know, I just repeat what you just said and then try for kind of an off-kilter question because, you know, I've just found through sad experience that you never get the answer that you want. You'll never get that fresh take on a question they've been answering a million times, you know?
Well, I read your book yesterday. It's a great read, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And I immediately realized that I violated almost every rule that you set out. I started off, you're not supposed to say, I'm a big fan of your work. You're not supposed to.
Their eyes glaze over, yeah, unfortunately.
It was like you had been in the room with me when I met this band and tried to talk to them. What, I mean, so it's not about trying to be nice to them out of the gate? That seems like an obvious one.
Well, you just want to engage them right away. And if you say, I'm a big fan, even if it's true, and clearly you were, they've heard it before. So you just want them to not calcify right away. So, you know, and often I've pulled them aside beforehand and said, what do you want to talk about? Which I even would have asked Jan when he was kind of surly to you.
Jan is the lead singer,
yes,
too, by the way.
And I would have said, what is it that you want to talk about? Because at least then you're vindicated if they don't have anything. And if not, you might learn about their marionette puppet collection. You know, you never know.
I also think that, can I jump in for a second?
Please. As a one-time MTV
Yes,
staffer.
Jancy and I have a long history of having to go through this nonsense together. You can call a band out, too. That's the other thing I think people are afraid to do.
Yeah.
There's, you know, some of them are kind of punky. They haven't been around the block necessarily. You can call a band. If he was hostile to you, I might have said, why so hostile? Why the cry?
I would have, too. Yes. I mean, you can do it in a non, you know, Tom Snyder versus the Sex Pistols way. You can do it in a very... Just as Allison just did, right? You know, hey.
Yeah,
although it's tough. You know, you're outnumbered. You're sweating.
Yeah,
it's hard.
No, seriously, you know. Because what happens is there's an entire entourage, a cigarose entourage.
Oh, you think Lord.
Fiddy has an entourage.
Oh, I saw them. They didn't look so tough.
But they've got all these handlers who also
folded.
They handle these other bands that we want to get on
True.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's standing around outside this glass. There's like 100 people in the control room. And it's like, I'm like, how awkward do I want this to get? You know, that was kind of what's going through my mind. Clearly, you know, it couldn't have gotten much worse than it was. You did some pretty amazing little tricks of the trade. And like, you bring little, not gifts, but funny things for people. Like you brought Britney Spears something you mentioned in your book.
What did I bring Britney?
Like a press kit of someone who was trying to be the next Britney Spears?
Oh, yes, yes.
Have you read the book?
You had to remind me. I know.
It's a good book.
I do. I
Why
bring...
so hostile, Nancy? I'm just practicing. I'm sorry.
No, that was good. I started sweating.
Okay.
And look at how I'm jumping into
you
answer you.
Put you on defense.
See? Huh? Yes, I tend to bring them fun facts about themselves that they might not know. Like with... You know, before I interviewed Dolly Parton, I had read in a new issue of Harper's Bazaar that Donatella Versace wanted to dress her. I took a gamble that Dolly had not read that yet, and in fact, she hadn't. And then the good times can start. You know, you bring them a fun fact about them, not about you. Never lead off with, I'm a big fan. I didn't commit suicide because of your record. They don't care. They don't care.
See, that is the problem for me as a giant narcissist, is that almost every sentence starts with I. Jancy Dunn, former writer for Rolling Stone, former VJ at MTV2, author of the memoir, But Enough About Me. Thank you very much. And let's go out with a little cigarose.
We're actually going to ask you to stick around and do a director's cut for the website.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Analysis
yes.
of the video. All right. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.